Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower and I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music in podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, and Anchor. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. The nations are drunk on the wine of the harlot. We are careening down the prophetic word of God as it has been revealed. As we see the nations in turmoil, we see the rage. Christian fiction conspiracy behind the conspiracies. Prophetic Christian fiction books that are prophecy driven set in America that brings you into the world we live in. The setting for both books in the Steel series is America. The hewn stones of the Lord, planned from the beginning, fulfilled in time, redemption fulfilled. Hewn stones, cut not, nor created by man, the Lord's work is perfect. Lion and Prophet Biblical Truth reveals itself as a warning to all those who take God's commandments lightly. To those who do not see the truth of judgment, one day it will bring you face to face with it. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com. Presence of Hope series at Warn Radio Classic series. To Moses, it is assured that the Lord would go with them as he had always been there before. To the Christian through Christ, we are assured that he will be with us, in us, and leading us. Deception Done in Secret, Secrets of God and Men, Part 9 on Sound the Shofar. Deceptions Done in Secret is where the power lay in winning battles. No more open warfare. It is all planned, purposeful, and dangerous. The Lord's Vineyard, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 58 on Battle Lines. The Lord's Vineyard greets us with providence, judgment, reproof, redemption, mercy, and God's overflowing love. It is here that the song was to be sung of the valley of the red of the vineyard of the red wine. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk, and Mac battles to survive the forces bent on destroying him and America. Can he save the United States? Find out by getting your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com and on our Christian books and reference resource shop. You will be able to purchase your book there. And also, while on Dana Glenn Smith, be sure to sign up for the Warn Radio newsletter. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglynsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's...
Greetings. Welcome to another Friday. This is Sound the Shofar. I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith. You are listening to the WIBR Warren Radio Network. We say network because we have a number of places that you can find this on other platforms. And at the beginning of this show, Tower goes through it. And so you can find us on there. One of the newest ones is on Amazon Music. So you can find our podcasts on there. Yes, we are talking about the High Exalted One. We're doing that on Fridays. It seems like the nations of men forget that there's a High Exalted One that's looking over everything. Although he gives man the choice, and it's going to head towards a cataclysm. Yes, indeedy. It'll be the most perilous times on the face of the earth since man has been here. We're not there yet. But boy, that doesn't mean we're not nuts. I mean, we are out of the box nuts. And I could explain it to you, but I'll just leave it at there. Social media, you know, what can you say? You know, there are people that really like social media. Technology and me go back a long way to the beginning. We've been doing shows and podcasts and shortwave and everything else for a long time. We have been publishing articles, books, for a long time. And no, it hasn't made us rich. I didn't get in this to be rich. Good thing. Because there's a lot of temptation with the rich. And they've all been talking about Lisa Marie Presley. I remember when that kid was born. And Elvis, you know, he was hot stuff when I was growing up. And he made some, I don't know what, B-movies. I think they did pretty good because he had a good crowd. He made a lot of money. They said that she died owing money and she blew his $100 million fund that he had, you know, his money. I guess she still owned the house. But at any rate, you know, life is tough. And politicians don't help all the time. And the woke crowd don't help at all. And we have a number of people, groups, that are the sty in the eye of America. And they're just enough of a bother to influence young, impressionable kids. And we have teachers and others. And what they're doing to the kids and teaching them is damnable. And they will find their source of reward in Revelation 22. But meanwhile, Isaiah's words, I will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you, because when I called, you did not listen. We are in Isaiah on Thursday nights. And tonight, coincidentally, or this morning, we're going to be in Isaiah again, because although I cover it in that, I do it in the context of some other stuff, but we're going to be going through some of the things that are pertinent to the High Exalted One. When you get right down to it, you know, we are going to be redeemed out of this world. We're in the world now and we're redeemed. But the salvation isn't complete until we get in our new bodies and in heaven. Actually, it'll be the kingdom on earth. My righteous salvation is the subject today. And there's no doubt that God is the Lord of redeeming. Redeeming those who call upon Him. And so we'll be going through a number of scriptures talking about that. And let me see if I can find something here. One of those things today. Being divided and having troubles in America. It is not what I would want, nor anybody. And so we have covered quite a few verses that Isaiah 51 My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth. My arms shall judge the people. And the isles shall wait for me, wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. That's referring to a people that's far away, the Gentiles. But the one thing I like, and I like it all, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Now this one verse here is probably one of the most famous verses that the church sings. But God put that in the context of speaking, the prophet speaking to Judah. But see, they were redeemed out of Babylon. Their 70 years was over. And if you had been in Babylon, and if you would have saw the recompense upon them, because God called Cyrus, and he defeated, overthrew Babylon, and he told the Jews to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild Jerusalem and the temple. And that's what they did. So if you were 70 years in captivity, and you were leaving a Babylon that had been defeated and you were free, yeah, you would be thanking the Lord for being redeemed from that situation. And see, God can deliver people today. He can, you know, there are Christians all over the world that are facing tremendous persecution. China throws Christians in jail like nobody's business. So you get out of one of them jails, or in North Korea, you never get out of the jails. If you're a Christian over there and do the, you know, if they find out, you're toast. But there's a church over there. There's Christians over there. We've covered them before. We know the the organization that works to contact them. Or we did. It's been some time. So the redeemed of the Lord are going to return. They're going to return to Zion or Jerusalem. And everlasting joy will be on the court. Of course, they will be. But see, the future of this is that there is going to be a final redeemed of the Lord. And so this scripture points to that as well. That when it's all said and done, when the preaching has gone forth and the enemy has tried to kill every Christian on earth, and while people have tried to stop the gospel, and even today in America we have people that, you know, I seen a story the other day where a guy was wearing a yellow shirt, a t-shirt, into a mall, and it had Jesus Christ on it. And the guards there, you know, they put guards in them, people that, security, they wouldn't let him in. They didn't like the Jesus shirt. I'd have told him, you want this place secure? You need to get you some preachers in here that are anointed and have them anoint this building and pray over it to keep all the creeps out that want to destroy and kill and steal and murder. Yeah, don't throw God out when you're going to hell in a handbasket. When your kids don't know about the Lord. When you've been pagans for years. When you started backsliding and never came back. And then you wonder why your country is in a mess. You wonder why you have open borders. Well, wake up. If you would have listened to me a long time ago, and I've been warning for over 21 years, you would know something. But because you're too proud, too ignorant, too stupid, and you don't want to listen. Now that may not be you, but there's a lot of people out there just like that. And then there's the rich who die, you know, I mean they live and die sitting on their pile of riches. Reminds me of the cartoon, Richie Rich. So the redeemed of the Lord are going to return and come with singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be on their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. And even if you were Israel going back from Babylon into Jerusalem with no temple, the walls thrown down, the whole place a mess, the fields were a mess, nobody's been cultivating, hardly any food, they have to grow, start all over, you would have gladness and joy, your sorrow and mourning would be gone, and you would have a joy that wouldn't end. It would be like America getting overthrown and all the Americans kicked out. Wait a minute. That's what's happening now, isn't it? I mean, I seen a white congresswoman, and I think she was in Texas, who wanted to ban free speech, but only for white people. How stupid are people? You try to ban the patriots in this, you're going to get a bullet. Because there are patriots that would do that. But as far as having a whole of America stand up against what's happening here, they don't have the guts. The only ones that have the guts are like BLM and Antifa, who get away with it, and Joe Biden and his minions don't do anything to them. The governor of California didn't do anything to prosecute them, not much. And they continue. You continue to see stealing out of stores like nobody's business. You're in judgment, America. And many of you are too blinded, too caught up to see what's going on. Oh, and then I've heard those, they want to actually elect Biden for another 4 years. Oh, that ought to be rich. I mean, you know, this old man that many think is dementia-ridden, and he hasn't a clue that's going on. This guy, by himself, Bumbling Joe, they call him, you know. And he says things that, you know, and I've listened. When he was running for president, I made it a point to listen to his speeches and stuff. And I tell you, there's entire portions you couldn't even understand. And yet, the Democrats who were appointed to go to those, you know, or they went, you know, they clap and everything's fine and there's no problem. And so when Joe gets elected, they tell him where to go, what to do, where to stand, what to say, and that's your president. Do you not think that people are using him? Are you that ignorant? You're not ignorant. You know what I'm talking about. But that's where America is today. Now, you see, the reason that Judah is now coming back after being redeemed from being captive in Babylon is because they didn't listen to the Lord. And they were consummately evil and wicked. They wouldn't listen. God sent him Jeremiah. They wouldn't listen. He tried to tell them. They wouldn't listen. Jeremiah knew that they wouldn't listen, but he had to go anyway. And this didn't occur overnight. This took a long time because God warned him through his prophets. Now, another good scripture, Isaiah 52 and verse 7. And all of these are in context, but I'm not reading those because I've already covered them in Isaiah. And the ones we're focusing out of Isaiah, you want to listen to everything, go over and listen to Isaiah series. But this is in here, and it has some great, like this one. You would know this. This is another one. You know, the other one, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. Oh man, that's an old Christian song. And the tune is ringing in my head right now. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return. You get it? Yeah, we're going to return. Where are we returning to? Well, you know, when you were born, God saw to it that you were placed in a woman's womb, not a man's womb, because he doesn't have a womb. But don't try to tell the woke crowd that, okay? You have a guy dressed in a dress, and he's a woman, and he has a womb, and he's going to have menstrual period. Well, fine, go ahead. But there are real women out there that are happy that they are mothers, their wives. They're honest, they're God-fearing, they're raising their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And then there's the rest of the woke crowd that are going to hell in a handbasket. And you may not like that phrase, but that's what's going on here. Do you think you can be this dumb, this rebellious for so long, and not think that your enemies are going to overthrow you? And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Do you know who your enemy is? It's people like Bill Gates, George Soros, and many others. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Remember when they took the knee? When all the rioting was going on? And Nancy said it was God's work what they were doing, but they never held Antifa and BLM accountable for burning the place down. And they were in a lot of cities burning it down. Did billions of dollars worth of damage, and most of these guys got off scot-free. And there's been, the minute Biden got elected, there was a coup to overthrow America flowing through his administration. And he probably didn't even know it. But see, there's a high exalted one that's watching. And he's the one that sent Judah into captivity for 70 years. That's his own people. His own priests were removed that were so important so Israel could have fellowship with their God. The temple was destroyed. Again, so they could have relationship with their God. But they defiled the temple. And the Lord said to Jeremiah, go into my temple and see how they have defiled it. And they had written on the walls of the temple these other gods. Totally defiling it. And so if God did that to his own people, his own temple, a people he was named after. He was the God of Israel. If he did it to his own people and his own temple and his own priests, what do you think he's going to do with America and other nations who are blatantly wicked and evil? And there's a lot of these nations that are storing up wrath for the day of wrath. And I'll tell you quickly who they are. Now, India is one. Nigeria is another. China. North Korea. Iran. And there's many others. Now, see, when we say that, God's not going to judge the innocent. He's going to take the guilty in those nations, and they will be punished. But you see, when you look around in America today, to me, because I went through the 50s and 60s, I saw the 70s, 80s, 90s, and etc. Most of you did too. You know, and going through the 60s, I didn't realize, and we didn't trust the government back then, by the way. I was a hippie. But I was a lot of things. I had Indian friends, I had cowboy friends. I had Mexican friends. I had hippie friends. But you see, God delivered me from everything, because before I was all those things, prince to all those people, I was raised in the church. I had morals, I had a conscience. There was things that went on that I couldn't abide by. But finally, after time, the Lord saved me, delivered me, called me into the ministry. Now, we are like an evangelistic outreach. We are sowers of the Word of God. That's what we do. And we go global through the internet to do that. And we've been on satellite, shortwave, just about every kind of platform. I build all of our own websites. We do this for one reason, to sow the Word of God and to call people to repentance. But you see, when I look at this one, how beautiful upon mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings and that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Then there's another verse. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring Zion. They will finally understand. They will see. And there's other verses about the watchman in Zion. And when we talk about Jerusalem, and we affectionately can call Jerusalem today Zion. But the truth of it is, when you get into Revelation, Jerusalem is known as Sodom and Egypt. It's corrupt because of the blood that's been spilt there. And any good Jew would know that if they knew their own law. Because the spilling of blood defiles the nation. That's why they had that system. God had set it up for them to be able to live in the land. And if there was the innocent killed, they could do what God required in order to keep his blessing. Well, see, all we ask in America, one of the main things, is not to kill innocent babies, because that's the biggest bloodshed there is. But see, the whole nations of men are doing that. And that's why I warn about the judgment of the blood. I've taught about blood guilt, you know. And you got to find it. Blood guilt is only used once in the Bible. But I use it. But you'll find the spilling of blood and the judgment of the blood in Revelation. And it tells you in there that he will give them blood to drink. So all the stuff that we've been doing is going to come back on us. In America too. And so when we talk about the high exalted one, and you're thinking about some fluffy God on a cloud that is going to let you continue to be godless, take his name in vain and do what you want, you're wrong. He's allowing the harvest to come to fruition. And that is evil and wickedness, and that's even Satanism, is going to grow together with holiness. Remember the parable of the tares and the wheats, and he said, let them grow together to harvest, and then I'll separate them. That's exactly what's going to happen. But see, in the midterm, until that time happens, God deals with nations to redeem them, to bring them back. The High and Exalted One, he's not so high and exalted that he doesn't know what's going on. But see, the charge given from the Father to the Son, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And in Revelation 1, he is the Almighty. He says that. Revelation 22, he's the Judge. Revelation is sealed with the Son of God and the purposes. And everything that Klaus Schwab has done, everything that the nations of men have done to get their own way, and they're still working on it, and there is going to be a global entity run by the beast in Revelation. And he'll cause everyone to take a mark. Now you see, now they're using digital. I warned about digital many, many years ago. Because digital was going to be the one world currency, how they use it. But it'll get there. Meanwhile, if you're right with the Lord and you know Him, you can pray for America to repent. You can pray for the churches to stand up and preach the word. Because I'm going to tell you the next step that's coming to America. And the reason I know that is because we report on it every week. All over the world, Christians sitting in churches are being attacked. Christians are being burned out of their homes, chased off. Some of them you don't have to worry about because they've already been thrown in prison, like in North Korea. But there's Christians there that haven't been discovered. And in China, they've got to be very careful. Because contrary to popular opinion, leaders and politicians are not necessarily the friends of their own people. If you look at Stalin and Mao, among others, and we've had them. They have millions and millions of people, their blood on their hands. Those people that these leaders are responsible for during their reign killed them, caused their death by their policies. And so if you think Americans are going to be able to live in a country that's blasphemous, filled with innocent blood that's been shed, and young women that are changing to men and men to young women, that babies are getting murdered because these people went out and had sex and the woman got pregnant, so now she can kill the baby. Where young women like the one I heard said, well, I'm going to go get pregnant and poop that baby out and I'm going to kill it. See, there used to be a law forbidding the murder of babies. But your Democrats and others have changed the law. And if you think God is going to allow America to enjoy the blessings of a blessed America when America is cursed, what do you think all of those illegals that are coming in that are being put up in hotels in New York costing billions of dollars and elsewhere, What do you think they're going to do when this thing goes into chaos? Well, if we look at Babylon, they're going to flow out like ants leaving an anthill that has been destroyed. But even before that happens, Christians are not going to be safe. And it's already been happening. But I warned about that earlier. This is not new. But people don't listen. They don't want to listen. I am a voice crying in the wilderness, just like John was crying in the wilderness. The only difference of it is I'm using the tool of technology to get the word globally. God's blessing is not going to be on a nation like America. And you want the borders secure. Well, he ain't going to do it for you. You know, when we were in a blessing, there were angels that protected this country for a long time. Now, of course, to many that sounds preposterous. Well, I don't care. It can sound to you however you want. But the thing of it is we have the high and exalted one, and it's not too late. We can repent, and God can heal this land. But we need to repent. We need to tell our kids the truth about all this stuff that they've been told. Now, here's another one. The Lord has made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Now, the holy arm of God in salvation is Yahshua, Jesus Christ. He is that arm. Then in another verse, verse 14, chapter 52 of Isaiah, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. That's referring to Yahshua. Because he came as the Messiah. Now see, here's the one that tells you about that. Isaiah 53, 1 through 12 tells you a lot. It says, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. He did. He was born of a woman. As a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. In other words, he didn't come here to look beautiful and pretty. He came here, the proof was the works that his Father did through him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. That's when he went to the cross, and everybody forsook him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted, which he was. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So in the atonement, which is what this is, is the promise of healing, Not just healed from our sins through the atonement, but healing of body, mind, soul, and spirit. So that whole chapter is devoted to the Messiah, found in Isaiah. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. On him, Yahshua, Jesus. He was oppressed, he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, yet as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Remember when he was interviewed by the authorities, the Jews that brought him there. And he wouldn't answer Pilate. Pilate says, "Answerest not me?" You know, "Answerest thou not me?" Of course, that's old King's English. He spoke in his own tongue, but what do you mean you're not going to speak to me? I'm the dude in charge. It's up to me to determine whether you're innocent. And if you don't do something, you're going to get sent. You're going to die. Well, he didn't come with a warning sticker. If you kill this body, I will raise it up in 3 days. And if you continue in your sins, I'm going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and I'm going to judge everyone, and you will stand before me. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. But the Gentiles were also included. Who will declare his generation? The apostles declared his generation, and the early church declared his generation. I'm declaring his generation. I'm declaring this whole thing for my generation, for everybody that will listen. That's what we do. We're declaring, thus saith the Lord. We're declaring Yahshua. We're declaring Jesus Christ. We're declaring judgment. We're declaring redemption. We're declaring that in him we are found. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Yeah, he had to take that death walk and carrying a cross. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. See, he was innocent. Even Pilate said twice that I find no fault in him. And finally he says, I bring him unto you that I find no fault in him. He didn't want any part of this death. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. You know, he went where everybody else did, into a tomb. But he was resurrected from the dead because he's the resurrection and the life. And he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Boom! That's the verse, folks. That's in Isaiah. So if you're a Muslim out there, a Hindu out there, a Sikh, or whatever you are, and even if you're a Christian, if you're a Satanist or an unbeliever, whatever you are, he will justify many, but you got to come to him. You got to repent of your sins. John 1, he went to his own, and his own received him not. Imagine that. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe upon his name. And these people were not born by the will of men, but by the power of God, the Spirit of God. John 3 says you must be born again by the Spirit of God. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again of the Spirit. Romans 3 through 7 talks about the importance of confession of sin. 1 John 1 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Isaiah saw it all. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Thank you, Lord. Now see, that was Isaiah 53. Remember that. Then there's Isaiah 52. And there's Isaiah 51. So you go 51, 52, 53. Now this is the invitation. See, these are the things that are taught in the Christian church. But I can't guarantee they're taught in today's church. Because today's church is made of men, not of God. And you've got profane pastors in there. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Where do you spend money for that which is not bread? You labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me, ye that eat that which is good. Let your soul delight itself in fatness by coming to the Lord. That's what this is describing, the richness of knowing the Lord and His provision. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Because he is the greater son of David. Yahshua. Jesus. The sure mercies of David are not just for the Jews. And Isaiah is not just for the Jews. Behold, I've given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander of the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew thee not shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. Remember in Psalms 2, one of the things that says down at the end, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Well, he is the Son of God. And you kiss him by repenting and coming unto him. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he'll have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Now see, we use all this in the church. We use all this, you know, in a true Christian seminary. Because one thing when I was in Bible school that our Life of Christ teacher said, Dr. Ward Williams, remember that name. He's dead now. He's got a family. He said that in the highest universities, the seminaries in the Christian realm is where heresy comes from. Then it flows down from there. And he was right. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts and your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Now see, I'm a watchman, a preacher, and a teacher. I'm an author, I'm a writer. Everything is about the Lord. My word that goes out of my mouth will never return void. I speak the word of God, it's not going to come back void. And that's what that means. He's given us his word. And great was the company that published it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Well, we've come pretty much to the end. We're going to be in Isaiah 56 next time. The High and Exalted One. And when Yahshua was on that tree, as we call it, he was high and exalted. Because by dying, he brought many souls unto himself. So when you look for some scriptures regarding your redemption, O Christian, you can listen to the apostles. But you can also go into Isaiah. Start in chapter 51 and go forward. So understand that. Father, we thank you for your word. We bless you for your word. Let this word go forth. And it has gone forth out of my mouth. Let it not return void. Let it accomplish that which I please, which is the redemption, the salvation, the healing, and the deliverance of people who hear it. May you be glorified, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. And in Jesus' name I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness, from the preaching, teaching, and hearing of this word. In Jesus' name. Don't forget to go to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Check out my latest books. Well, Steal the Darkness has been out a while. That's book one in the Steel series. The Rising is book two in the Steel series. And check out the book The Rising and get a copy, read it, and then let me know. Go to the website, send us a comment form on The Rising. It has a lot of pertinent information in it. It's a Christian fiction thriller. But it is set in America. And it was finished before COVID. So, look up, my friends. Take care of yourself. And if you're not a friend and you find some of this stuff offensive, may God open up your heart and may you get saved. Truly, look to him who died to set you free. The High and Exalted One is our study today. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.